In Isaiah 5, 4 and 7, God named Yahweh asked, "What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes?" The nation of Israel is the vineyard of the Lord of heaven's armies, host. The people of Judah are his pleasant garden. He expected a crop of justice, but instead he found oppression. He expected to find righteousness, but instead he heard cries of violence. God named Yahweh speaks of Israel as his vineyard, but he invites Gentiles to be grafted in, Romans 11. In Isaiah 56, 6-7, he describes this clearly. God says, "Also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of the Lord Yahweh to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations."
"What more can I do?" God cried. "Yahweh is his mighty name. What more to do for his vineyard that he did not already give? Wild trash grapes had been allowed to destroy all God's good gift vines. What more to do? God calls in grief, but to leave his vineyard to their choice."
The joy that God named Yahweh continues to in Isaiah 56, 8. The Lord God, who gathers the outcast of Israel, says, "Yet will I gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him." Jesus repeats this in John 10, 14 and 16, which is equal to Ezekiel 34, as Jesus says that he, as God, is the good shepherd. "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own." Jesus said, John 10, 14 and 16, the good shepherd as God named Yahweh, Ezekiel 34, our good shepherd.